Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Jiyoung Kim is a classical pianist and music educator with some really innovative approaches to classical music. She's won teaching awards and performed in Carnegie Hall, and she joins us here in Studio A today. Jiyoung Kim, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me here today.
You're a concert pianist. You've performed in Carnegie Hall and in the Mozarteum in Salzburg, and you've collaborated with some pretty remarkable people like Philipp Quint and Johannes Moser, but that's just the start. Tell us about your Over, Above, Beyond project.
So that's an album that I just released that in December, and now I'm on tour of that same title, Over, Above, Beyond. That's my musical vision of flight, and I invite all the listener to take a flight together. I'm flying, and let's soar together over, above, beyond. So I selected pieces that reflect the vision of flight and the lightness, hope, and through the music.
And you'll be performing this weekend at the Ramsdell Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee as part of your concert tour for Over, Above, Beyond. Talk to us about what people can expect during this concert.
All my concerts, solo concerts, include when you come to a concert, there wouldn't be any written program for the pieces that I will be playing because I will be on the stage with a microphone. And when I walk out and I welcome everybody, and before I play each piece, I explain what piece means to me, what I want them to listen for. Just like if it's a sushi restaurant, it's an omakase program, chef's choice, and you just sit back, and I want them to experience, dive into an experience of music without really having a set of agenda, although I carefully prepare this musical meal for them, but I give out the program at the end of the concert, and I don't go out to the backstage. I stay away on the stage. And talking about it, and there's no intermission, so it's the one breath. For this particular concert, I also collaborate with New York-based artist, his name is Moon Sub-shin. I will be playing Brahms' theme and original variation, also nicknamed as Philosophical Variations. Moon Sub-shin put 13 different illustrations for each variation, so I flew to New York and play live for him. We had many conversations about this particular piece and how that means to me musically. And then from there, Moon Sub took visual interpretation of my musical interpretation of this piece and created this nature illustrations. So while I play this particular piece, there will be projector above me, and each art will project while I play each variation. I spend a lot of time playing and how to convey this piece to the audience. And having the visual elements to it, it actually make them linger a little bit longer. I find that people find it easier to digest at first hearing. And that has been very, very exciting collaboration. And I'm looking forward to sharing this newly commissioned artwork with my concert as well.
And folks, we have a link to the artist Moon Sub-shin's Instagram page at classicalipr.org. So he created custom works of art for you to play during the Brahms variations.
Exactly.
Jiyoung Kim, you're going to play some music for us today in Studio A. We're going to start with a work by Nikolai Medtner. And once you've played it, we'll talk about the music video that you made for this piece. Tell us about the Medtner that you're about to play.
Yeah, so Medtner is sometimes, the piece that I will be playing here is Forgotten Melodies. And he's also sometimes forgotten. he's wonderful Russian composer that has very rich harmonic language and has very variety of piano literature, but it's not much well known to many people. So I wanted to bring him as a front runner of my albums. That's my first track of my album as well. And that's actually a secret, but my opening piece for the concert.
Oh no. Spoiler alert.
But this particular piece, I thought, reflect very well my theme of Over, Above, Beyond album and a concert, which which I imagine I'm flying just like an eagle over a horizon. And by the time the piece ends, I arrive at the top of the ridge and about the time sun rises.
Well, here is pianist Jiyoon Kim performing one of the Forgotten Melodies, number 8 from the first collection by Nikolai Medtner, in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio. One of the Forgotten Melodies by Nikolai Medtner, but remembered and brought to life here in Studio A in Interlaken Public Radio by pianist Jiyoon Kim. And Jiyoon, this piece, this Medtner that you just played, is featured in a music video that you made. I mean, it's still pretty unusual for classical musicians to make music videos today. It's usually like the crossover artists, right? Like two cellos or the piano guys. What led you to choose music video as an angle you wanted to pursue?
So as a pianist, one of the main goal is to bring the barriers down from listener to, if that's setting of a live concert, by me talking on the microphone, not having a program, no intermission, all those things led it to how can I connect with the listeners better. Then I also realized we are the YouTubers and we get to experience a concert or someone else's performances, not live, not album, but YouTube. And I wanted to create something that if you are in my live concert, I encourage them to imagine and let's feel and meet the soul to soul together. My wish for this creating this music video particularly is I wanted to create the very mood that I'm in. when I play. And when you watch it, somehow you feel that peacefulness and the gentle glide of the pond. And that is exactly the music reflects. And I'm in and out in that video. Sometimes you can see I might be the person who playing, who certainly I am, but it's not the main goal of it. I wanted to really convey the message of this music visually appealing as well.
And I mean, this is not just some video shot on a phone. It's highly produced. There's really beautiful effects. The lighting is just gorgeous. It's, you know, there's lots of scene changes, and it's even won some awards, right?
Right. So I've selected a lot of official selections on many film festivals like CineFern and the Redwood Film Festivals, and also got many awards for me. But I didn't intend it that to get an award. My intention was to get connected. How can I do a little differently than just simply shooting me playing from different angles? And I'm so glad that some people who never experienced classical music listen to or watch that video and thinking, oh, is this classical music? Oh, maybe that's not too bad. Maybe I can get into this Mettner or piano music more, or classical music.
You know, there's some really beautiful shots of you in a canoe in the middle of a lake in this video. And those of us here in northern Michigan really like that kind of stuff. But okay, you're wearing this really exquisite gown in the canoe in the music video. I have to ask, did you actually paddle yourself out to the middle of the lake in the gown? Or can you not tell us? Is it an illusion?
No. That is a kind of illusion in a way that I am flying and I'm wearing that kind of flowy dress on the canoe. That's kind of certainly in the scenario. But at the beginning, actually, there's director pushed me into the middle of the lake. And then after that, I had to pedal. But then I actually had to practice. And then after shooting that scene, I have blisters and I'm holding so hard. Now I'm going to fall with this gown to the middle of the pond.
Yeah, how did you get out of the middle of the pond then?
Well, I have to pedal back. So it was like, well, it should look very peaceful, but I'm a little nervous that I'm gonna go back to the shore fine or not. But it was really fun experience, and I don't often get to get out of the piano world, and there was certainly piano out of piano world, but in my head I was playing that piece.
Well, folks, we've got a link to this music video of Jiyoon Kim paddling her own canoe, as it were, and playing the Mettner Forgotten Melody. You've brought another piece for us today in Studio A. This is the Chaconne in G Major of George Frideric Handel. Will this also be on your recital tomorrow night?
That will be on my recital, although that is not on the album. This is the piece that request afterwards. You know, I greet people, audiences after, and we have a conversation. This is one of the most loved piece from the live concert, which is now recorded in the album. And say, where's Handel? Oh no, I want that in the album. So in fact, I am planning to go back to New York to record this particular piece in May as a kind of bonus track, so that it can be together with my Over Above Beyond. It reminds me of meditation. Nowadays, I try to meditate. Often as possible. But I'm always amazed that every time I try to meditate, how many different thoughts come in and out in my head. And this piece has a lot of different ideas in and out, but it's just like a magic. And in some point of the piece, I finally be able to focus on breathing only, and there's a void of thoughts in my head. That's a very short time, but I arrived at point, and this piece reflects that meditation for me, or prayer.
Well, here is a meditative performance of the Chaconne in G Major of George Frideric Handel in IPR's Studio A by pianist Jiyoon Kim. the Chaconne in G major of George Frideric Handel, performed in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio by pianist Jiyoon Kim. And Jiyoon, another one of your projects is called 10 More Minutes. I really love the idea behind this project. Tell us about this.
So 10 More Minutes is when I finish a concert program, people ask for encore, and that's a concept behind it. But also at the same time, when you are with someone or have a great experience of any kind, then you wish, I wish to have 10 more minutes of that. And if concert ends and people want, I wish I have one more piece, 10 more minutes. And I find it that is very humble wish. It's not like you wishing 10 more years, 10 more hours, you know, but just 10 more minutes. So I wanted that humble longing into my album and into live concerts. So I selected pieces that represent for me is that longing and romantic feeling.
And this might be a total cliche, but you really seem to take some innovative approaches to making classical music. You use new media like video. You don't have a printed program. Well, you do. You give it out at the end. Though. And you show art while you perform. You don't leave the stage in between pieces. So talk to us a little more about your goals for these kinds of approaches.
I see many friends in my age, and they love pop music, and they go to jazz. They may go through theater, but they don't come to the concerts. And but when I grab them and bring them to my studio and listen, this is how I feel, and I'm going to play this piece for you. And if I make them listen to that particular piece, they're totally into it. They think classical music rocks. That's so much fun, so much passion, so much emotions. But they just don't have a right way of experience it. And I know older generations, they grew up with experience classic music in the right way, which is going to live concerts. There's no iPhone, there's no entertainments that we have. So they enter into classical music in the very right way of listening. So that's why they know the value correctly. But nowadays, I find that many people don't get to have that chance to listen to it in live or someone in the living room or the intimate setting or someone to talk to you about it. And so me trying to reaching out the audience in a more personal way, I find that people find the classical music altogether better digested and really get it. Once they get it, they will go adventure out to another concert, another album. That's fine. But I wanted to become that bridge person. How can I do that? And over the experience that me talking on the stage, not having a program or creating some videos, or they made all the barriers down. And that made everybody happy. So I wanted to be always the missionary person, that bridge person to bring the other side of people in the river to this corner.
In your canoe?
Oh, good point. I'm a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
So people could start with me, could start like, you know, I don't listen to any other classical music or any other classical concerts, but I will go to this one because it seems friendly. Mm-hmm. It seems to be digestible. I don't have to know. And in fact, you don't have to know classical music in order to appreciate.
Well, Jiyoon Kim, you've brought one last piece for us today in Studio A, one that our listeners probably know by Edvard Grieg. Talk to us about this last piece.
Yeah, so this is a very happy ending note for us. actually, this studio is located, is rustic and in Michigan, and snowy day, beautiful. And I was actually smiling, thinking about this piece in this setting, because this piece reminds me of a very rustic scene, as if I am a little rabbit and attending my friend squirrel's wedding in the morning. And everything is just makes you smile and happy. And for me, this is not actual wedding, but on the way to get to it. So it's anticipation of great event, and you're smiling with friends and walking in the woods. And certainly there's rustic aspect of it. The rhythmic of this piece reminds me of that. I am smiling when I play this piece, and I hope you do too.
Well, here's pianist Jiyun Kim performing The Wedding Day at Trollhagen, music of Edvard Grieg, in Studio A at Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you.
The Wedding Day at Trolldhagen, performed in IPR's Studio A by pianist Jiyun Kim. And Jiyun will be giving a recital tomorrow night at the Ramsdell Regional Center for the Arts in Manistee as part of her Over, Above, Beyond album tour. The performance starts at 5 p.m. and is presented by the Shoreline Music Society. More information and tickets are at ramsdelltheater.org. Jiyun Kim, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Matt Thomas, Robert Nordling, and the Shoreline Music Society. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.